Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Please come forward, inshallah, if you're down for sunnah. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Salatu salam shambhi wa sallin wa nani sahbhi jayin. Wa antabiyah wa mifsanina yawm al-dina ma ba'd. Rabbi shahli sadri. Wa yisili amai wa ahlul aqtata min yisari qaw qawli. Allahumma anfa'na bi wa'alamtana wa alimna man fa'una wa zil ilma ya rabbi alameen. Alhamdulillah, we're going to continue our section about istinja, and not a person how to relieve themselves. Again, this is something which Rasulullah s.a.w. he taught the ummah. And it's something that he said that ana innama ana mathiri mathirum ka mathiri al-walidi. Rasulullah said the example of me to you all, more or less. There's like the example of a father teaching his children. And he u'allimukum. He said, my example is like a father teaching you all. Because again, not everyone's going to speak about these things. And if you think this is very simple for people, I'm telling you, subhanAllah, majority of this entire dunya doesn't know how to clean themselves properly. You have to understand, subhanAllah, had it not been for the ni'mah of Islam, we have not known how to even use the bathroom properly, subhanAllah. These people, subhanAllah, they're so sophisticated, right? Technology, everything, such an advanced modern age. But they just recently realized that you should use water to clean yourself. Could you imagine, subhanAllah? And you went to anyone in the desert, the Muslim lands, he knew that. This is like a basic teaching that he learned when he was 5 years old, Allahu Akbar, right? So please keep that in mind. Salman al-Farisi radiallahu anhu, when the Quraysh came to him and said, your prophet teaches you everything, even how to use the bathroom, right? He's like, yes. He did. And then he was very excited. So he started to tell him, he told us to make sure you use our left hand and make sure you don't face this and that. He was very happy to teach them that this is how Islam teaches us etiquettes, mashallah. So when you and I learn this, inshallah, be very happy, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. It's not a small ilm. How could it ever be small when it's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he taught us this ilm. Very, very valuable knowledge. So having said that, we were speaking about some of the issues last time. The last one that we covered was that two people should not talk while relieving themselves. Right, unless there's a need to speak. So do not talk while relieving yourself unless there's a need to speak. Okay, subhanAllah. The Quraysh used to go out like this, right? The Jahili people in times of ignorance, they used to walk together and they would both be, you know, completely uncovered and they'd go out to the bathroom like this, right? And they go out to some area and use the bathroom like so, right? You might be thinking, Mullah, that's very weird. You know what's even weirder? This guy is standing in 1 urinal. There's a guy standing next to you, and they're just doing gupshup to each other. Right? They're just talking to each other, just letting it all ajib, ajib, subhanAllah. And this is a teaching that we need. It's a sabak that we need today. This is number one. Number two is that if someone calls us while we're inside the bathroom, right, this is a very strong, important etiquette that we need to learn for ourselves and for our kids to not talk while they're inside the bathroom. Because kids are doing all the conversation in the bathroom. So many conversations they're having with, I don't know what jinnat they're talking with, right? So be careful, inshallah, while you're in the bathroom, to not talk outside. You should just, like, you know, if someone knocks on it, for example, you just cough, just to make sure they're alerted that you're inside there, right? This is the best type of etiquette, inshallah. And then this is something which Rasulullah said in a hadith, two people should not go to relieve themselves at a place where both sit together while relieving themselves and speak to each other while their satr is exposed, for surely Allah greatly dislikes this, right? Another important point is, while in the toilet, do not make any zikr verbally. If you sneeze, do not say alhamdulillah. However, if you do sneeze, you can say alhamdulillah in your heart. Same thing, if someone gives you salam, you do not reply to the salam until you obviously when you leave. Number 12 is mentioned here. Do not eat or drink inside the toilet. Allahu Akbar, subhanAllah, Allahu Akbar, right? Do not look at the sky, the private part, or the stool or urine while you're leaving yourself. In other words, just do your business and then bus, you know, just kind of leave in there, go in there, finish what you need to do. And don't make it too much time while you're there, right? Do not spend more time in the toilet than is necessary. If the toilet is shared between a few people or is a public toilet, then spending more time than necessary may cause inconvenience to others, right? This is Hazrat Qasim Nanuti Rahmatullah, very beautiful, one of our senior ulama on the Kabir of our deen, mashallah. He was, you know, in the areas of India, the bathroom area is very, very difficult, right? SubhanAllah, it's not an easy time. So then he saw one Hindu that came out, and his face still looked very flustered and looked very bothered, right? And Sheikh could tell from his face that he didn't use the bathroom when he went in the bathroom. So Qasim Sahib, rahmatullah, he went there and he went inside. He saw that the bathroom was very dirty. So then subhanAllah, he himself, he took the water and he started to clean everything. And he had some itr in his pocket and he used it, right? And then he told the brother, you know, once he got out, he cleaned it up properly. He said, brother, one of the khadims came, one of the servants came and he cleaned the area. I think it's good for you to go now. So the brother went in there, subhanAllah, he knew that Qasim Sahib, rahmatullah, he's the one who cleaned it. The man took shahada. Allahu Akbar, right? These are things that, mashallah, you don't understand how beneficial it is. That's why we tell people as etiquette, if you use the bathroom, leave in a position that is better than the way you came in. Very important, right? SubhanAllah, that amount of time that you get the pani, right? You put the pani in the lota, right? Just put the water inside, like, just so the person can clean themselves. You can save that person such musibah when they go in. because the person might be running in, rushing in, have to use the bathroom very quickly, and subhanAllah, they find the water ready for them. That dua that the malaika are making, you don't have no idea what type of ajr you'll get, inshallah. Small little things like that can change the person's hal very quickly. You never know, right? So keep that in mind, inshallah, especially because we're all 200 people sharing one bathroom right now. So inshallah, how about mawasab too, right? Inshallah, right? Okay. Relieve yourself in the squatting position. It is makruh to relieve themselves while standing. It's very important. We always spoke about the adab of not standing up using the bathroom. And the second thing that Rasulullah taught us is that a person gets closer to the ground, right? What we call the sunnah toilets. The sunnah toilet is the normal toilet for all of us, right? We come over here and, you know, we have, what do you all call these types of toilets? The throne room? What do we call it? Yeah. We have like the English toilet, right? We call it the English toilet, right? In like areas of city, we call it the English toilet. Because this is not from our qawm, right? Because this is not the natural way for a person to do it, right? There's actually a lot of medical diseases and issues that come up because the person is not completely, because when you crouch, you're bending everything and your body's able to completely release everything. There's a beautiful medical wisdom behind the sunnah of Rasulullah, right? And so when you sit down properly like that, subhanAllah, everything cleans out properly, right? And this is something we learned when we were in Jamaat for 40 days. We went to one masjid because no, they don't really normally have it, right? So we go to a masjid, subhanAllah, we learn about the sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and then you want to do it, right? And kids might find it to be weird, but when you go and use the bathroom like that, you feel clean. You feel happy. When I find a masjid that has this, I use those bathrooms. I don't use these regular bathrooms. Because again, this is not the ideal way, right? And now, subhanAllah, they have the thing when you know, you can buy on Amazon, was it like the little stool thingy, right? That you put, so put your feet up a little bit so you can get that little bit of elevation. It's beneficial for you. There's a lot of khayr that comes from it. A lot of different diseases come because of the fact that people have not cleaned themselves properly. And so you have to be very mindful of this, inshallah. Your deen taught you something. Don't be shy about it, right? Don't be shy about it. Why are we going to be shy? I'm telling you, subhanAllah, they are going to copy you faster than anything. They know this, but they just can't do it because they committed to this type of toilet, right? And they said the reason why these types of toilets came out because some queen or king of England, he didn't like that it was like a very lowly thing to go down to the ground. So he said, "Let me give me like a throne that I can sit on when I use the bathroom." Right, subhanAllah, Allahu Akbar, right? So may Allah give us understanding, inshallah ta'ala. Maybe Masjid can make one too, maybe. Inshallah. Right? Or we all have to sit on the toilet seat. You know, to have as well. Okay. Exercise extreme caution in ensuring that urine does not splash onto your body. Very important. Like negligence in this regard results in severe punishment in the grave. We talked about the hadith in the beginning when we started this. Be very mindful that when you use the bathroom, that the urine does not splash back, right? I tell you, number one, first and foremost, if a person stands up and uses the bathroom, automatic urine drops are going to splash back. It's like lazim on you, right? Shaitan has given these people such a system that they have something that they just stand at the urinal, the wall, and it's literally hitting the urine back at them the whole time, right? You are with your non-Muslim, you have to understand, who knows if they wash their hands? And you understand how much urine is on the body, right? This guy is coming in a nice, beautiful suit, right? And he has like nice dress shoes, right? And then he goes in the bathroom, uses the urinal. His whole body is, right? Like, and there's no common sense. Like to me, I'm looking at him like this is a filthy person. They don't even realize, subhanAllah. You are when you use the bathroom like that. I'm telling you, automatically it comes back at you. Be very careful. Number one. Number two is that, inshallah, when you're sitting on these toilets, what happens is obviously because of the water level too, right? You know, so many things I tell you, subhanAllah. Even the water level, what happens, right? Brother was complaining to me one day. He's like, "Brother, the water level's too high." I said, "Well, I'm not the plumber. I don't have a Mulazam has to do everything for you, like Ajib." But so the thing is that when you use the water, it splashes back up, right? It does splash back up, right? So be very mindful. That maybe touches the area. Just wash that off, inshallah, ta'ala, right? You can't really do anything about it, right? You kind of get low water toilets. What are you supposed to do, right? You know, back home in the Bangladesh, Pakistan, the water is very low. Have you noticed that? The water in the toilet seats are very, very low. No, I've noticed these things because people complain about these things to me so many times. So keeping in mind, inshallah, about that as well. And the last thing that we'll cover for today, when making istinja, use cloths of sand or toilet paper as well as water to clean yourself. Ensure that you fill the jug with water before relieving yourself, as you may put yourself through difficulty if there is no water. Using the water, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is a very important thing. I want you to understand the benefit and the barak of water. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, he was speaking about nazar hadhihi al-aya fi ahli Quba fi rijalin yuhibbuna yatatahharu qala kanu yastanjuna bil ma'i fanazara fihim hadhihi al-aya. An ayah of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says there are people who are amongst them, the people of Quba, that love to become pure, and Allah Ta'ala loves those who are pure. So Rasulullah says, went up to the people of Quba and said, "Oh, people of Quba, what are you doing that Allah Ta'ala loves that you're so tahir, that you're so clean?" And Rasulullah asked the people of Quba, they said, "Ya Rasulullah, we don't know we're doing anything, but we do use both something like, you know, something dry, and we use the water to clean ourselves." Rasulullah said, "This is the action which Allah Ta'ala loves so much."
And this is something, subhanAllah, keep this in mind. When you are traveling, it's very simple. Just carry like a jug of a gallon of water with you. You go to some of these bathrooms, it becomes very inconvenient, right? You can use that, inshallah. It's easy, right? Instead of having to just use the toilet paper or the tissue paper, right? Having an empty water bottle, it can help you out with these things, inshallah. And nowadays, subhanAllah, they're very sophisticated. You guys saw the mini lota that they have? You like it's like it can connect to your keychain. I swear to God, subhanAllah, what is it? Believe me, I'm telling you things. So much hikmah here, okay? So it's something that when you fill up, it fills up completely. It comes out like a huge, like little sack of water for you, and you can attach it to your keychain. I don't know who invited into that, subhanAllah, that you can just fill water in it, and it comes out like a complete lota for you, mashallah. Allah Akbar. People are ajeeb using their brains for what kind of deen, Allahu Akbar, mashallah. Okay, may Allah Ta'ala accept and grant us afia and grant us barakah, inshallah. May Allah Ta'ala allow us to use the bathroom in the right way, because this is the first step of a person fulfilling all the other a'mal of deen, inshallah. Ta'ala. So this is Muhammad on his second dream. Do you have any questions? Anything? Okay.